1320 WILS. My next guest, author of the brand new book, The Rise and Fall of Violent Crime in America, joins us now, Barry Latzer. He's a renowned criminologist. He's also a professor emeritus at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Barry, great to have you here.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, and you've been, how long have you been studying violent crime in America?
Well, the study of violent crime was more recent in my scholarly career, so that was only in the last, say, 10 years.
What was your focus before that?
Before that, I was interested in death penalty, and before that, in constitutional criminal procedure law, as they call it.
And so you just, after a decade or so, you find that you want to study something new?
Yes, that's what it was about. My scholarly interest changed, and I realized that no one had really examined the crime situation in depth over this extended period since World War II, and that became my focus.
Well, so you go back to World War II. So where are we, if you look back to that many decades, where are we in the violent crime cycle?
Well, we're in a trough still, and I know people are nervous, and there have been upticks in recent years, or at least this 2015 cycle, in some cities. But I'm not sure that we're really entering another major upturn yet.
Okay, when was the most violent period for our country, then?
That's an easy one to answer. Between 1960 and 1990, violent crime rates rose 353% in this country. So it's clear the late 60s to the early 90s were definitely the worst in the 20th century, probably the worst ever in American history.
Really? So give me an idea of what were crime rates like before the 60s, and where did they go at once it started going up?
Starting in the middle of the Depression, interestingly enough, 1934, crime began to sink. And we look generally at homicide rates because that's the most accurate, because dead bodies are almost always uncovered, whereas with other violent crimes, people don't always report them to the police. Mm-hmm. So if you look at homicide rates, you see that crime started to sink around 1934, and the rates were around maybe 5 to 6 per 100,000. That was typical of the low crime period. When things got really nasty here after the late 60s, crime would rise to 8, 9, even 10 per 100,000, which is very high.
Really? So, I mean, you're still talking about single digits within 100,000 people.
But that's a lot of folks who are dying, a lot more, too.
Was that reflective of crime in general, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, what happened in the late 60s was that you got something that had never been so bad, and that's muggings, as we call them in the vernacular, robberies, essentially. Mm-hmm. You never had so many robberies, and that really frightened everybody because usually with murder, the victims know one another. You know, it's within the family, or it's friends, or it's a neighbor. There's some sort of dispute, conflict, a grudge, or something. With robbery, it's like the lottery. You just never know who's going to be victimized.
And what was the cause of this increase, 30-year increase?
It was demographic in part. You had this baby boom generation, and they reached their maximum crime years, ages 18 to 25. That was a piece of it. The other piece was the African-American migration to the big cities of New York, of the North, rather, like New York. The African-American, poor African-American population had high rates of interpersonal violence in the South. It was a cultural thing in the South generally, by the way. Whites there also had very high rates of interpersonal violence. And when they moved to the North, they continued with those high rates and added robbery on top of that.
When you say interpersonal violence, what do you mean?
I mean, disputes between people, quarrels.
Okay.
So these can be over money, over women, gambling disputes, all the usual things that get people riled up. Right. But not everybody resorts to violence because of those disputes.
I'm talking to Barry Latzer, by the way, author of the brand new book, The Rise and Fall of Violent Crime in America. You know, there's so much talk about sentencing reform and how, you know, we've got this incarceration issue. What is your view on how we've dealt with this increase in crime?
Well, the system toughened up. In fact, the third reason for the rise was that the system sort of collapsed. But then the system toughened up under public pressure because of the great fear of crime.
When was that? When did that happen?
Okay, so that happens roughly mid-1970s, but the system really starts escalating in imprisonments in the 1980s and 90s. There was a lag, in other words, between the rise in crime and the real rise in punitiveness of the system.
Did that change the dynamics, though?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely changed. And what happened was around 1993, we just came out of a big cocaine craze. And when that stopped, crime went down. But part of the reason it stopped, and a major reason for crime going down, was that the system was much more punitive, much tougher than it had been in the late 60s.
And what's your view now, in terms of how we're addressing violent crime now?
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to reduce imprisonment as much as we think we are, because you have to look at the numbers. For instance, 54% of all prison inmates are in there for violent crimes. They're in there for murder, for rape, for robbery. You're not going to be able to easily reduce this. These are guys who've done very bad things. 19% are in for serious property crimes like burglary. Only 15 or 16% are in for drug crimes. So when people say, well, if you eliminate the drug crimes, you know, you're really going to reduce your prisoners. No, you're probably not, because the drug dealers or traffickers mm-hmm. will still be in there, and the rest are violent or very serious property offenders.
So are we doing the best we can in addressing violent crime?
I think we probably are, but, you know, you can always improve things. I'm not going to be, one of those that says you can't do anything. Of course you can. You can improve things. The police improved with their smarter tactics, CompStat, and better management of the police. So improvements can always be made, but, of course, they'll be around the margins, because the factors that drive crime up aren't only the effectiveness of the criminal justice system.
What's the main factor, would you say?
Well, you got immigration or migration of high crime groups. That's not a factor now. It doesn't seem to be a threat. You have the demographic changes. That's another thing that's not a factor now, because we're aging instead of getting a younger population. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, I don't see a lot of red flags for us. People are very nervous, but that's because, in part, you have crime as well as these terrorist attacks, and that makes people very jumpy.
So right, your prediction is what? In the coming years, what's going to happen to the violent crime rate?
Can't predict, because you need a trend. You need multiple years of upturn.
Well, since the 90s, are we in some kind of trend?
Oh, definitely. Since the 90s, we're in a trough. We're in a low-crime period.
Okay.
Now, you know, will we cycle out of that if we weaken the criminal justice system? That's a possibility, but no one knows for sure.
Yeah. When we see, you know, these videos of these police interactions, you know, police brutality and so on, do you view that as playing a role in how people react to crime and how criminals react?
Relatively minor. The media, of course, plays on these incidents, and some of them are terrible and very disturbing. I don't see this as a major player. The police still have to respond to calls about crimes. They still have to police high crime neighborhoods. We still have to imprison the major offenders. I don't see this as working a major change in the criminal justice system.
Interesting. In the end, though, you say in terms of incarceration, you think we're are we at a record high right now with incarceration rates?
No, the rates have been falling since 2005. The rates are falling because crime rates are going down. And so, the record was probably in the 1990s, because then you had the crack cocaine imprisonment on top of the violent crime imprisonment. So that added to the number of prisoners. But it's been declining when crime started declining.
Mm. Well, one last thing. When you compare the U.S. to other developed countries, are we any more or less violent than other developed countries?
Yeah, that's a great question. People don't ask that question. Here's the answer. The answer is, if you compare us to Western Europe, our rates of violent crime are roughly the same as theirs. The big difference is with homicides, with murders, and that's because we have a very high firearm homicide rate, and they don't have nearly the firearm homicides that we have. Oh. But other violent crimes, either higher than ours or in some cases a little lower than ours, but essentially the same.
Oh, they just don't have the same tools, basically?
You mean to kill people?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some of them have a lot of guns. I mean, England doesn't, but other countries do. Mm. It's a matter of using them, and that's really, I think, a cultural thing in many respects. A lot of groups just use guns to resolve conflicts. Bad practice.
Barry Latzer, the book, The Rise and Fall of Violent Crime in America. He breaks it all down for you. Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. Great questions.